好，今天是2020年1月17日，星期五。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj，给我们讲述今天的不加饭课的早课，并请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Okay, Bhagavad Gita chapter 10.
Yes. Verse
what
number
verse?
11.
Fatima Ji, Nanshani. 11.
11. Okay. Saya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Saya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanaka Yamuna Tira Vanaka Jaya Radha Radha Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Jana Bhava Giri Varada Gopi Jana Bhava Giri Varada Yashodanandana Prabhujanarandana Yashodanandana Prajajanarandana Yamunatira Jai Radha Kunjabiha. Okay. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 11. There's some other noise on the line.
I can hear clearly. There is no noise from my side.
Okay. I don't hear
that.
I don't hear it.
Okay.
Now. Somebody.
Okay, good.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tesham Evanukampartam Aham Agyanajam Tamaha. Nashayam Yatma Bhavashto Ganadipena Bhashvata. Tesham Evanukampartam Aham Agyanajam Tamaha. Nashayam yatma bhavashto gyanadipena bhashvatam. Tesham evanukampartam aham agyanajam tama. Nashayam yatma bhavashto gyanadipena bhashvatam. You want to say it?
这是博迦梵歌第十章的第十一十节。Tesham evanukampartam aham agyanajam tama. Nashayam yatma bhavashto.Gyanadipena Bhasvata.
Word for word.
Desham. Desham.
For them.
像他们
For them. Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
必定
Anukampa Artam.
Anukampa Artam.
To show special mercy.
为了表示特殊的仁慈。
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我。
Agyanajam.
Agyanajam.
Due to ignorance.
由于愚昧。
Tama.
Dhamma.
Darkness.
Hiyan.
Nashayami.
Nashayami.
Dispel.
Chusan.
Atma Bhava.
Atma Bhava.
Within their hearts.
在他们心中.
Sta.
Sta.
Situated.
处于.
Jnana.
Jnana.
Of knowledge.
知识的.
Dipena.
Dipena.
With the lamp.
用灯.
Vashvata.
Vashvata.
Glowing.
发光的.
Translation. To show them special mercy, I dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance.
译文. 居住在他们心中的我, 为向他们表示特殊的仁慈, 便以知识的明灯, 驱散来自愚昧的黑暗.
Yatsu, report. When Lord Chaitanya was in Benares, promulgating the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thousands of people were following him. Prakasananda Saraswati, a very influential and learned scholar in Benares at the time, derided Lord Chaitanya for being a sentimentalist. Sometimes Mayavadi philosophers criticize the devotees because they think that most of the devotees are in the darkness of ignorance and are philosophically naive sentimentalists. Actually, that is not the fact. There are very, very learned scholars who have put forward the philosophy of devotion. But even if a devotee does not take advantage of their literature or of his spiritual master, if he is sincere in his devotional service, he is helped by Krishna himself within his heart. So the sincere devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness cannot be without knowledge. The only qualification is that one carry out devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. The Mayavadi philosophers think that without discriminating one cannot have pure knowledge. For them, this answer is given by the Supreme Lord. Those who were engaged in pure devotional service, even though they are without sufficient education, even without sufficient knowledge of the Vedic principles, are still helped by the Supreme Lord, as stated in this verse. The Lord tells Arjuna that basically there is no possibility of understanding the truth, the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by speculating. For the Supreme Truth is so great that it is not possible to understand him or to achieve him simply by making a mental effort. A man can go on speculating for several millions of years, and if he is not devoted, if he's not a lover of the Supreme Truth, he will never understand Krishna or the Supreme Truth. Only by devotional service is the Supreme Truth Krishna pleased, and by his inconceivable energy, he can reveal himself to the heart of the pure devotee. The pure devotee always has Krishna within his heart and with the presence of Krishna, who is just like the sun. The darkness of ignorance is at once dissipated. This is a special mercy rendered to the pure devotee of Krishna. Due to the contamination of material association, through many, many millions of births, one's heart is always covered by the dust of materialism. But when one engages in devotional service and constantly chants Hare Krishna, the dust quickly clears and one is elevated to the platform of pure knowledge. The ultimate goal, Vishnu, can be attained only by this chant and by devotional service, and not by mental speculation or argument. The pure devotee does not have to worry about the material necessities of life. He need not be anxious, because when he removes the darkness from his heart, everything is provided automatically by the Lord, who is pleased by the loving devotional service of the devotee. This is the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, By studying Bhagavad Gita, one can become a soul completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord and engage oneself in pure devotional service. As the Lord takes charge, one becomes completely free from all kinds of materialistic endeavors. Okay. Kind of a long, you should have broken up.
要旨，主 Chaitanya 曾经在贝纳勒斯传播吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 当时有成千上万的人追随他。Prakashananda Saraswati 当时在贝纳勒斯很有影响的博学学者嘲笑主 Chaitanya 是个多愁善感的人。假象宗哲学家有时批评奉献者，因为他们以为大多数的奉献者是处在愚昧的黑暗中，在哲学上是天真的感伤主义者，但那不是事实。有很多博学的学者推荐奉爱哲学。一个奉献者即使出于某种原因无法依靠经典或者灵性导师，但如果他要是做奉爱服务时是真挚的，那么 Krishna 就会亲自的从他的内心帮助他。所以真诚的奉献者只要为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，就不可能没有知识。唯一的资产是要满怀 Krishna 知觉的做奉爱服务。假象宗哲学家认为，没有辨别就不会有纯粹的知识。至尊主对此给予了回答，正如这节诗所声明的，做奉爱服务，做纯粹奉爱服务的人，即使没有受过足够的教育，即使对伟大原则没有足够的了解，仍会得到至尊神的帮助。至尊主告诉阿朱娜，根本不可能只靠思辨去了解至尊绝对真理，至尊人格守神，因为至尊真理是如此伟大，不可能只靠心念的努力去了解它、获得它。人可以继续思辨几百万年，但如果不奉爱、不爱至尊真理，就永远都了解不了至尊真理 Krishna。 只有做奉爱服务，才能够使至尊真理奉爱，才能使至尊真理 Krishna 高兴，让他以自己不可思议的能量在纯粹服务，在纯粹奉献者的心中皆是他自己。纯粹奉献者的心中总有 Krishna， 而太阳般的 Krishna 一出现，就立即驱散了愚昧的黑暗。这是 Krishna 给予纯粹奉献者的特殊仁慈。由于物质接触的污染，人经过千百万次般的投生，内心一直覆盖着物质主义的灰尘。但是一个人一旦做奉爱服务，不断的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna， 灰尘就会很快的被释净，而他则提升到了纯粹知识的层面。要达到终极的目标 Vishnu， 只有通过吟诵吟唱和其他奉爱服务，而不能够通过心智思辨或辩论。纯粹的奉献者不必担心生活的物质需求，不需要焦虑，因为当他除去了心中的愚昧时，被奉献者的爱心服务取悦了，至尊主就会自动的提供一切。这是薄伽梵歌教诲的实质。学习薄伽梵歌能够使人成为完全投靠服从至尊主的灵魂，能做纯粹的奉爱服务。一旦有至尊主的照管，人就完全摆脱了各种物质努力的束缚。Maharaj.
Okay, that's good. Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chaksu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Padajana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatane Vansha Kalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Namo Bhakti Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Iti Namani Namo Varshavanavi Devi Dayitaya Kripavdaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhu Jojala Premaja Shri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dina Tarane Rupa Nuga Viruda Apasiddhanta Dvanta Harini Namo Gaurakishwaraya Sachit Vairagya Murtaye Dipralambara Sambode Padambhujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namane Gora Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuga Viranti Gora Virbhave Bhume Stram Nirdesta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Pancha Kalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushye Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshadi Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Thank you, whoever is listening and whoever will listen in the future, whoever is arranging for all this broadcasting and recording.
And all these wonderful people. 非常感谢现在聆听这节讲课，以及将来可能会聆听这节讲课的奉献者们。 非常感谢安排这节讲课的人， 也非常感谢 所有的这一切， 我们能够在一起联谊。
So we have to thank not only the devotees, and it's wonderful that they do all this work to get this set up, but all the people who did Krishna empowered to, you know, to create the internet and make all these different arrangements so that we can.
所以呢，我们不仅仅是要感谢促成这个联谊的方式的奉献者，那当然大家做了非常美妙的这个服务，而且呢，我们还要感谢那些 普通的大众以及那些创造了这个互联网的这个发明创造的这些人，因为是他们使我们有可能以这样的方式来联谊。Because
in this day and age, for various reasons, it's very difficult to physically get together with a lot of devotees. A lot of traveling, time schedules don't match. So this is special mercy by Lord Chaitanya's grace.
因为在现在的这个年代呢，出于各种各样的原因，大家可能有非常忙碌的安排，以及呢，不容易的旅行的这种方式，使得我们大面积的、大范围的奉献者一起联谊，并不是一件很容易的事情。所以说呢，我们非常感恩主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的仁慈，能够以这样的方式让我们能够齐聚在一起。So
these four verses, this is the last of the four verses, which is called the seed verses of the Bhagavad Gita.
所以我们今天讲的这个诗节呢，是在《博伽梵歌》里面的四个种子诗节里面的最后一节。So
here is Krishna, you know, the previous verse he said, for one who is constantly engaged in my service, I give knowledge.
在前面那个诗节里面，Krishna说， 对于一个恒常为我做奉献服务的人，我会赐他知识，会赐给他理解力。And
in this verse, he's explaining how he does it.
然后在这个世界里面呢，他就解释了他怎么做这件事。So
he's saying he like turns on the lights.
他说呢，他好像就是把灯给打开。
He destroys the darkness with the lamp of knowledge.
所以呢，他就用知识之灯来驱散这黑暗。
Like light removes darkness.
就像是光会移除黑暗。
Darkness is actually not a thing. It's just when there's no light, there's darkness.
事实上黑暗就是这样的，如果是没有光的话，那就是黑暗。
If the light is on, if the sun is shining, there can't be darkness.
如果要是灯开了，如果要是灯要是打开了，太阳光也出来了的话，那就不可能有黑暗了，没有任何一个东西能够在光底下隐藏着。
I had experience once when I was a young boy.
当我还是一个小男孩的时候呢，我就有过这样一个体验。
You know, we were traveling around in America, so there's one place where there's a very deep cave.
有一次呢，我们在美国旅行，然后有一个地方呢，有一个非常深的洞。
So deep underground, there's no light.
所以这是一个就是非常深的地下的一个地方，所以根本就没有任何的光。
Of course, they have electric lights and everything for the tourists.
For the what? For the turtles?
For the tourists, you know, to go down and look at the cave.
Oh, okay, okay. 但是呢，就是对于要下这个洞去参观的这些旅行者呢，他们是点起了灯的。
But then they turn off the lights.
但是他们把这个灯全都给关了。
And it's so dark, you know, like now we don't get in the city dark because there's always lights everywhere. So even at night, there's some light coming in the window or something. But I mean, this is really dark. Couldn't see when you put your hand right in front of your face, couldn't see anything.
那么在这个洞里面呢是非常非常的黑暗的。现在我们其实已经没有办法去体验这种黑暗了。因为在城市里面即便是夜晚也会有各种各样的灯而照亮，比如说即便是挺晚的一个晚上，可能某一家户人家里面的这个灯呢也会亮着，然后使得这个地方有一点点光，但是在这个深洞里面呢是伸手不见五指。
So the guide, the tourist guide, he lit one match.
所以这个导游呢他就点起了一个火柴。
And it seemed so bright, just that one match. We could see, you know, not really clearly, but you could see so much from one little light.
对，就是这么一个小火柴，当时给我们的感觉是如此的光明。虽然我们看不到很清楚的东西，但是我们就觉得在这个小火柴的一点起来，我们就能够看到很多东西了。
Krishna is saying here with a shining lamp of knowledge, you know, with a big bright light, then you can see everything.
Krishna 在这里面讲到了是知识的明灯，那么这里面讲的就是一个非常光芒，就是非常光灿的一盏大灯，一点起来以后呢就什么都能看见了。
Like when the sun comes up, so that's Krishna's special mercy. And ignorance is chased knowledge.
那就好像是太阳升起来一样，那么这是 Krishna 特别的仁慈，因为呢在这样的光明之中呢，就把黑暗，把这个愚昧都给驱散了。
Ignorance is compared to darkness.
那愚昧呢，被比作黑暗。
Right, you don't know where to go.
因为当我们在完全的黑暗之中的时候，我们根本就不知道要去到哪里。当我们在一个非常黑暗的房间里面的时候，也无所适从。
You don't know what's in front of you. You don't know if there's a big hole in front of you or there's a wall in front of you.
那当你在一个非常黑暗的房间里面的话，你根本就不知道什么东西在你的眼前，你也不知道你是不是就贴着墙了。
So like darkness is the absence of light, and ignorance is an absence of knowledge. When there's knowledge, ignorance is destroyed.
所以呢，在黑暗中的状态呢，是因为没有光。那么在愚昧中的状态呢，是因为没有知识，所以呢，当有了知识之后呢，这个愚昧也就被驱散了。
So Burijan Prabhu makes commentary on this verse.
Burijan Prabhu 他就对这个诗节做了评述。
He's just telling what Vishwanath Chakravarti, great Acharya, said about this verse.
他就告诉了我们伟大的 Acharya, 是为了 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, 他对这节诗是怎么讲的。
Srila Prabhupada was very much inspired by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada 呢他非常的被 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 所鼓舞和激励。
So Krishna says, I become Atma Bhavashta, like a bee that gets inside of a lotus flower. He's situated in the bhava of a devotee.
那么Krishna 他说呢他是 Atma Bhavashta, 也就是说呢他就像是Krishna is like a what to situated in the heart of the devotee?
He gets caught up in the devotee's love for him.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear clearly the previous
Krishna,
sentence.
I'm explaining in a different way. Captured by the love of a devotee. Just like when a bee goes inside of a lotus flower, sometimes he's so ecstatically drinking the honey, then the flower closes up at night. He can't get out. So Krishna can't get away from him.
Okay. 那么这个 Krishna 呢他是被这个奉献者的这个爱给捕获了。那么就好像有的时候呢一只蜜蜂它钻进了莲花里面，然后在晚上的时候呢它就特别的这个急切的在喝饮莲花中的这个蜜露。但是呢这个花呢就闭上了，使得这个蜜蜂呢就被关在了这个花里面，它就出不来了。
So he's saying in his personal form he reveals his qualities. And with the lamp of knowledge of Krishna's qualities.
所以呢在这里面呢就从这个诗节里面呢 Krishna 在讲述他的这个所具有的这种品质。那么他呢就好像是这个放着光芒的知识。
So he destroys the ignorance.
然后这样的充满了光芒的知识呢就驱散了毁灭了愚昧。
All our unlimited past karma, which is blocking our knowledge.
因为我们所有的无限的过往的 karma 就把我们的知识都给堵住了。
So this ignorance all our karma, it makes us want things except Krishna, this ignorance.
所以就是我们过往的这些业报以及我们的愚昧呢就使得我们除了 Krishna 之外想要其他的东西，就除了 Krishna 之外就是我们唯一不想要的就是 Krishna。
We want to try to enjoy the external energy of Krishna, inferior energy.
我们试着要去享受着 Krishna 的外在的能量，而不是想要去了解他的内在能量。
So this is how, you know, people speculate and speculate and they can learn so much about the material world, but they don't learn about Krishna.
所以通过推敲呢，我们可以去了解很多的这个物质世界里面的事物，但是呢却不想去了解任何关于 Krishna 的信息。
So Krishna is very, very merciful. Yeah, so this is a sample of Krishna's mercy.
所以在这个时间里面呢讲述的是 Krishna 的仁慈，所以 Krishna 还是非常非常的仁慈的。
So when we know who Krishna is and how he loves the devotees, we get a desire to surrender to Krishna.
所以当我们知道了解了 Krishna 其人，并且知道 Krishna 他会非常的爱 奉献者的时候，我们就产生了一种想要去了解 Krishna 的强烈的愿望。
So there's a lot of things in this purport, very interesting.
所以在这节诗的要旨里面呢，有很多非常有意思的要点。
Trying to give a little bit my idea, but one thing that could be confusing, of course, first part is, you know, Lord Chaitanya, and first thing Prabhupada says, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna.
那么我呢现在给大家解释一下，因为有一些要点可能会让人产生一些困惑。那么在首当其冲里面呢，这个Srila Prabhupada呢就说了，我们应该来去唱诵Hare Krishna 的圣名。
So the Mayavadi philosophers who are trying to figure out everything, they can't understand the mercy of Krishna.
那么这些 Mayavadi 假象宗人士呢，他们总是努力的想要去理解一些事物，但是呢，他们却没有办法去理解 Krishna 的仁慈。
So when they see devotees singing and dancing, they think, well, because ordinarily when people are singing and dancing, it's ignorance.
所以呢，他们就没有办法去理解奉献者的唱诵和跳舞。因为通常来说呢，当人在一边唱一边跳的时候呢，是出于愚昧来唱和跳的。
Because they don't know the Krishna, the person, they can't understand that the devotees, when they're singing Krishna's name and they're dancing for Krishna's pleasure and singing for Krishna's pleasure, that's the highest philosophical, highest spiritual thing. The culmination of all philosophy.
因为假象宗人士呢，他们是没有办法理解 Krishna 是一个人的。所以他们就没有办法理解奉献者他们是为了要让 Krishna 开心，为了取悦 Krishna， 所以呢才会以这种唱诵和舞蹈这个相结合的这种方式来取悦 Krishna。
But devotees, you know, even the Goswamis who were still recognized now by scholars as the greatest scholars in history, our six Goswamis.
那么现在的我们的六位 Goswami 们，他们已经被当今的这个学者给认知到了，认为他们是历史上非常著名的学者，非常博学。
When Srinivasacharya wrote about the Goswami, the first thing he said was Krishna Kirtana Ganana Tanapara, that they're always standing and dancing, Krishna.
当 Srinivas
also, they were writing the most spectacular book.
那么当 Srinivas Acharya 在写六 Goswami 赞的时候呢，他第一句首相其中的就写的是Goswami 们他们总是在为 Krishna 而高歌和起舞，以及呢他们也会著书立说。
So there's one statement in the purport that.Sometimes, you know, it could be misunderstood. It says, even if a devotee doesn't take advantage of the spiritual literature or of his spiritual master, if he's sincere, then he's helped by Krishna from the heart.
那么在我们的这个要旨里面呢，有一句话可能会让人产生一些困惑。这里面就是说，说一位奉献者即使是出于某种原因无法依靠经典或者灵性导师，但如果他要是做奉献服务时特别真诚的话，那么 Krishna 就会亲自的从他内心帮助他。
So we might think, okay, I don't have to have a guru, I don't have to study. You know.
所以也许我们可能就会在想，那我也不必要有一位 guru 了，我也不需要再学习经典了。
It doesn't work that way if we're trying to cheat Krishna. But just talking about a very sincere, simple person.He just wants to do some service, and he hasn't yet understood about the philosophy or the guru. Krishna will help him to come to the platform.
所以呢，就这件事情，它的运作的这种方式并不是这样的，并不是说我们以这种欺骗的心态，然后呢就能够达到这个书上说的这种状态，而是说 一个非常简单的，但是一个非常真诚的人，他因为还没有了解经典中的意思，他还没有遇到一位灵性导师的时候，但是他又想为 Krishna 做服务，这会儿 Krishna 会在内心中去指导他，然后呢，去让他来到这个真正的奉爱服务的这种层面。
So then Prabhupada says the only qualification is that one does devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. That means you have to be thinking, I want to do this for Krishna. Somehow or other they are attracted to Krishna and they want to do something for Krishna.
然后呢，舍尔帕帕又说了，他说唯一的资格是要满怀 Krishna 知觉的做奉爱服务。那也就是说呢，就是我们无论在做什么的时候，我们必须要非常的清晰的意识到，我做这件事情就是为了要去取悦 Krishna 才这么做的。
So if we're engaged in devotional service, one doesn't have to be like a big scholar or something. Krishna will always help him.
所以说呢，当我们在从事Krishna 对 Krishna 的奉献服务的时候，我们不需要是一位非常博学的学者那么 Krishna 呢，他总是会帮助我们去做我们要做的服务的。
So Krishna is saying so many places, only by devotional service can one really understand it.
那所以 Krishna 他在很多地方都讲到了，那么只有在 Krishna 的奉爱服务之中才能够真正的去了解 Krishna。
That devotional service, when someone comes to know about Krishna, then he'll naturally engage in devotional service.
但是呢，当一个人，那么当一个人他在为 Krishna 做奉献服务而了解 Krishna 的时候，他也就非常的自然的要想总是为 Krishna 去做奉献服务了。
In the verses before these four verses,Yeah, if we go back to verse number 7, Krishna says, Etam vibhutim yogam cha, mama yoveti tatvataha, sovikalpena, yogena, yujate mam, samashaya. That's one who is factually convinced of this opulence and mystic power of mine is an unalloyed service. He will engage in.Service, there's no doubt. When one knows about Krishna, they'll naturally want to serve Krishna.
那我们再回到这四个总的世界之前的那个世界，第七个世界。第七个世界里面就讲到了，说毫无疑问，确信我的财富和神秘力量的人为我做纯粹的奉爱服务。也就是说，当一个人他真认识 Krishna 的时候，他会毫无顾虑的、毫无疑问的去为 Krishna 做服务的。
So one can become attracted to Krishna in different ways.
所以一个人呢，他可以通过各种各样不同的方式对 Krishna, 被 Krishna 所吸引。
Just to his beauty, or just to his knowledge, or you know, just to his reputation, or hearing about his mercy.
比如说，可能会被他的美丽，会被他的声名。然后呢，会被他的这个形象，然后呢，会被他的各种各样的仁慈所吸引。
And then you'll gradually, you know, learn more and more about Krishna.
然后被吸引之后呢，就会逐渐的去了解越来越多的关于 Krishna 的信息。
Prabhupada told a story. There was one thief.
Srila Prabhupada 就给我们讲了有一次一个贼的故事。
I guess this was, you know, in previous days in India when there were many, many people talking about Krishna, many Krishna Katha, all kinds of people would go and listen.
在之前呢，印度就有很多很多人都会讲述关于 Krishna 的小信息，会讲述 Krishna Katha。然后在讲述的时候呢，就有很多人去聆听。
So he was hearing about Krishna in Vrindavan.
所以呢，这个贼呢，就在 Vrindavan 就听到了关于 Krishna 的信息。
And how beautiful Krishna was, and how he's decorated with so much jewelry.
关于 Krishna 是多么的美丽，他是如何被那么多的珠宝所点缀。
So he thought, you know, I'll go there and I'll find Krishna and I'll steal the jewelry.
他就说，哦，那如果这么说的话，那我可得去找 Krishna， 然后呢，我要从 Krishna 身上把他的那些珠宝都给偷了。
So he went to Vrindavan, somehow he found Krishna.
所以呢，他就去到了 Vrindavan， 反正他就找到了 Krishna。
You know, his idea was to steal Krishna's jewelry, but he had this intense desire to find him.
那么他的意图呢，是为了要从 Krishna 那儿偷走他的珠宝，但是呢，他却有强烈的意图，强烈的愿望要找到 Krishna。
So, he found Krishna.
所以他就找到了 Krishna.
And it was Krishna, a very small boy.
那 Krishna 是个小男孩。
And he was saying, give me all your jewelry. And Krishna said, no.
他对 Krishna 说，你把你所有的这些珠宝都给我。Krishna 说不给。
So evidently, you know, he wasn't just going to kill Krishna and steal it. Krishna said, I can't give my jewelry, you know, my mother will become upset.
所以他想，他其实可以做的呢，就把 Krishna 给杀了，然后呢，把所有的这些珠宝给拿走。那么 Krishna 对这个贼说呢，他说你不能把我的这些珠宝给拿走，因为那样的话我妈妈会伤心的。
And he kept asking it, but so then he gradually, you know, by being with Krishna, he became so charmed, he forgot about stealing and he became a devotee.
然后他呢就一直跟这个 Krishna 就扯来扯去的，要跟他要这个珠宝。那么这么一来一回呢，就使得他忘了他要偷珠宝的这件事儿，他就完全被 Krishna 所迷住了，然后就成为了 Krishna 的奉献者。
This my god brother in Bombay, Haridas.
就好像是我的在孟买的神兄弟 Haridas Prabhu.
Haridas, he's a very nice devotee now, and he's doing so much work for broadcasting Krishna, you know.Wonderful.
那 Haridas Prabhu 呢，他是一位非常非常优秀的奉献者，而且现在呢，他还做了很多很多的服务来传播 Krishna 的信息。
So he's a Bengali boy, and he was a criminal. He was in jail for stealing.
他是一个孟加拉的男孩来的男孩，但是呢，他当时就是由于偷窃而被关进了监狱。
And he saw a Back to Godhead magazine somewhere.
Maybe when he got out of jail.
And it had a picture of Prabhupada. He saw Prabhupada had a very valuable watch, wristwatch.
那么当他在这个他出了监狱以后呢，他就看到了一本回归守神的杂志。那么这个杂志上呢有一张舍利巴巴的照片，舍利巴巴的这个照片上呢带着一块名表。
And he got the idea, I'll go and I'll steal that watch.
所以他就在想，我得去找舍利巴巴，然后呢，我要把他那块表给偷了。
So he walked very far in Bombay to get the Juhu where the devotees were.
所以呢，他就从孟买去到了 Juhu， 那这是一个很长的一段路，他走过去。
And you know, gradually he became, you know, a devotee.
但是呢，他逐渐的、慢慢的就变成了一位奉献者。
And since he's Bengali, you know, Prabhupada would talk to him.
而且由于他是孟加拉人，所以说呢，舍利帕帕呢就直接用孟加拉语跟他交谈。
And you know, they became very close.
然后他们之间就变得很亲近。
He was really loves Prabhupada so much.
但是他就特别的爱，就非常的深深的爱上了Srila Prabhupada。
And then so one day he said, you know, Prabhupada, I first came here, I was going to steal your watch. That was why I came.
后来有一天他就对Srila Prabhupada坦白了，他说Srila Prabhupada，当我刚刚来找您的时候，其实那会儿我的意图是想偷您的表。
And Prabhupada said, well, you don't have to steal it. If you ask me, I would give it to you.
舒阿爸爸说你不需要偷，如果你要是要的话呢，我就把表给你了。
So that's Prabhupada. Very hard to understand.
所以呢，这就是舒阿爸爸他挺难让人理解的一面。
So, yeah, the Bhagavad, Brahma Samhita says, Yam Krodha Kama Sahaja Pranayadi Bhiti. For any way you approach Krishna, it's okay. Someone's angry, someone's lusty.
So, in Brahma Samhita, it is said that any way
Like even Kaliya, when Krishna jumped in the lake and it made a big disturbance.
那即便是比如说 Kaliya, Krishna 他就跳到了这个河里面，因为这个 Kaliya 呢，他给大家造成了很大的骚扰。
And the first thing he was just bewildered by how beautiful Krishna was, forgot everything else.
那么 Kaliya 当他刚刚开始见到 Krishna 的时候，他首先呢就是被 Krishna 的这个美丽给迷惑了。
But then he thought, you know, he's disturbing my lake, so I have to fight with him. But Krishna's beauty overwhelmed him. Then Krishna's power, after he experienced Krishna's power, then he surrendered.
然后卡利亚他首先他被 Krishna 的这个美给迷惑了，然后他才回过神来，他在想。哦、oh, ，Krishna 现在跳到我的这个湖里面来捣乱来了，所以呢，我得赶紧的要跟他大打一仗。然后之后呢 ，Krishna 的这个力量在展示之后呢，才使卡利亚对 Krishna 臣服了。
So we are very fortunate, you know, somehow we become attracted to Krishna and we begin to, you know, want to listen to talks about Krishna and want to be with devotees and want to visit the holy dham.So Krishna is helping us to purify all our desires, to, you know, to change them. Instead of wanting to go to Disneyland or something, we go to Vrindavan.
所以我们是非常的幸运的，因为呢，无论如何呢，我们开始就被 Krishna 所吸引，所以呢，使得我们愿意去听关于 Krishna 的信息，然后我们愿意去与这个奉献者相交往，然后呢，愿意去到这个 Vrindavan 圣地去。而不是去到像迪士尼乐园这样的地方，所以呢 ，Krishna 他是在帮助我们一点一点的得到净化。
We go shopping for Krishna.
如果我们要是去购物的话，我们也是为 Krishna 去购物，所以我们所做的一切的事情呢，都是围绕着 Krishna 去做的。
So these four verses are very valuable, and you know.Summarize the whole Bhagavad Gita. So, if we read them again and again, our knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita will increase, and our ability to understand other parts of the Bhagavad Gita will increase.
所以说呢，这四个时节呢是薄伽梵歌的种子时节，是非常的重要的，因为它呢，内容涵盖了整个的薄伽梵歌的内容。所以，如果我们要是不断的去阅读这四个时节的话，那我们对于薄伽梵歌的知识的理解也会越来越加深。
And if we don't have time to read the whole Gita, we can just read these four verses.
所以如果我们要是没有时间去阅读整部的薄伽梵歌的话，那我们也应该去阅读这四个时节。
Okay, so we'll let, if any questions are coming.
Okay, 来看看大家有没有任何的问题。看一下啊。哦，小姐妈姐，我刚看到是我这边有回音，还有吗？我看一下。Yes, Marge, I see a question from Tutu Madaji. 顶拜敬爱的Guru。
Okay.
这个师节说到了，我居于他们心中。师节 15.15 也说到我处于每个人的心中。这个我指的是超灵吗？超灵是作为。内在的灵性导师这个是指的是超灵吗？超灵是对不起我的这个问题跳开了。超灵是作为内在的灵性导师指导我们吗？在灵性世界我们还需要超灵的指导吗？ Maharaj, please accept my very, very humble obeisances. So this verse, it said that the Lord Krishna is located in the devotee's heart. Then in the verse 15 of chapter 15, it's also mentioned that I am in the heart of everyone. So is this indicated to the super soul? And also, yes. Is that mean that the super soul is acting as the spiritual master to guide us? And also in the spiritual world, if we need any guidance from the super soul.
Okay. Yeah, Krishna says in another place, when one understands that the super, I am the super soul, then he understands everything.
因为 Krishna 他在另外一个世界里面讲到了，他说呢，我是超灵，我理解一切。
So in the beginning of Bhagavatam, it says Krishna is understood in three features: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The original is Krishna. The super soul is how Krishna expands in everyone's heart.
那在这个《薄伽梵歌》该最开始的时候呢，就讲到了 Krishna， 他是以三个层面来理解的，就是以凡。以Paramatma 还有 Bhagavan 来理解的。那么这个 Krishna 呢， Paramatma 就是超灵，那么 Krishna 他以超灵作为超灵的形式扩展到每个人的心中。
So in the heart, Krishna knows everything, all our desires.
所以呢在内心之中呢，实际上 Krishna 他理解所有的一切，比如说他知道我们所有的愿望。
So he is guiding everyone.
So Krishna, he is guiding everyone.
In many places, he says.
Sir Maharaj, I didn't hear.
And he is guiding the wanderings of everyone.
那所以说呢，在很多的这个世界里面 ，Krishna 他都说我是在每个人的心中，然后呢，我是在内心中指导着大家。
In the spiritual world, there's no super soul.
但是在灵性世界呢，是没有超灵的。
Because Krishna is there.
因为 Krishna 在那儿，因为 Krishna 就在那儿。
So he doesn't have, in the material world where we forget Krishna, he comes in the heart to guide us.
那么因为在物质世界呢，我们忘了 Krishna 了，所以呢 ，Krishna 他才会。以超灵的形式来到我们的内心中，以这样的方式来指导我们。
All right.
Yes.
So that's a devotee sees that the super soul is Krishna, devotee of Krishna.
那么这个 Krishna 的奉献者呢，他会把 Krishna 看成超灵在指导着。
Okay.
Yes.The next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 感恩 Guru Maharaj 的精彩的讲课和 Mataji 的翻译。请问，既然纯粹的奉献者一切都被自动提供，那么我们为什么还要从事世俗的工作呢？把所有的时间都用于奉爱服务也还是不够的。居士必须要工作赚钱，是因为要履行职责而为社会大众做出榜样吗？但是工作赚钱的机会也是 Krishna 的赐予呀、纯粹奉献者如果是真守生，没有家庭责任就可以不从事。 OK、Thank you Maharaj for your beautiful lecture. My question is that since the pure devotee has everything provided by the Lord, well in that case why we need to do any mundane type of work, because even we dedicated all of our time to the devotional service, we still don't have enough time. However, the householders need to work and make money because, that's because they need to go through this way to prescribe the duties and to establish an example to the public. Or But the opportunity for jobs are provided by the Lord. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
Mm. 差不多是这种状况。
The devotee understands that he's not in anxiety for maintenance, but, you know, Krishna says one has to work. We have to do our duty.
那么奉献者呢, 他不会因为要维系自己的生活而感到任何的焦虑, 但是呢, Krishna说呢, 我们必须要去履行我们的职责, 我们无论如何是需要工作的。
So that is, but even people that don't work, somehow Krishna provides. We see some kind of crazy people, homeless people in some countries. They just sit all day, but somehow they get some food, they get some clothes, they get, you know, those kinds of things.
比如说我们在有些地方，在一些国家里面，就会看到一些穷人。那么这些穷人，他就坐在那儿，天天什么都不做。但是呢，他们也会被给予食物和就是生活所需。So
devotees, that's the thing, right? People have faith in Krishna. They know Krishna will take care.
但是作为奉献者来说呢，因为奉献者他对 Krishna 有非常强烈的信心，所以呢。 他们就相信 Krishna 一定是会照顾的。
Even in the Bible, there's a famous thing where Jesus told his followers, he said, why should you worry about your food and shelter?
那么即便是在圣经里面也有这么一段非常著名的 话语, 就是耶稣对他的追随者说,你为什么要为你的 安身之所以及食物而担心呢?
He's saying, look at the birds and look at the flowers. They're all dressed very nicely. They have their food. Devotee, we understand, but we do our work, whatever it is. It's duty.
所以呢，奉献者是明白这一点的。但是呢，奉献者还是要去履行他的职责，无论这个职责是什么。Okay. Yeah, yeah. Then Sumukhi Ranamaji further asking. She said that 纯粹奉献者如果是真守生，没有家庭责任，就可以不从事社会工作而全职的奉献服务。 而全职奉献服务了，是吗? She's asking that if the pure devotee is a brahmachari and who doesn't have any family responsibilities, so for this type of brahmachari, so he doesn't need to do any social work and fully dedicated to the devotional service. Is that right?
Yeah, he works for Krishna, and some brahmacharis, they do a lot of work, but it's not in a factory or something, but they're working for Krishna.
那么其实真守生他，那么这个真守生呢，他们其实是做了很多工作的，但他只不过呢，是没有在工厂这样的地方工作。 那他们只是在为 Krishna 而工作，比如他一整天都在为 Krishna 做饭，然后他还上外面去传教、去派书，他会做很多的事情，所以这也叫工作。Marge, so actually, I think Maharaji is trying to ask, well, maybe this is an attached add-on question from me. Is that means that for the brahmachari, although he's working for the Lord, but he doesn't need to work for making money, right? Because the money will be provided anyway. 我就是家里的。
He doesn't worry. He doesn't have to worry about sending his children to college or anything like that, like householders do. So his duty is different. But he's working.
Yeah. 就我在里面就是加了一个小问题，就是说那么作为真守生这样的奉献者来说呢，那他其实就是他其实也是在工作，只不过呢他不会为了因为要赚钱而工作，对不对？然后妈儿就说是的，就因为 Brahmachari 他没有比如说要像居士那样要有这个要把孩子送到大学里面去念书，要把孩子养大这样的这种压力，所以说呢他就不会为这件事情而担心，但是呢他也是需要工作的，他但是他工作的这个目的是不一样的。 OK, the next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva, 请问是在我们用真诚的品质打动了 Krishna 之后才会有资格被 Krishna 给安排一个传承授权的灵性导师吗？没有好的品质可以传教吗？谢谢翻译 Mataji. Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that, is that true that we have to, touch Krishna's heart with our sincerity? Then the Lord will arrange a bona fide spiritual master for us. Is that true? And also, if we don't have very good quality, is that okay for us to do the service of preaching?
Yes, because Brahmati Bhumite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhakti Lata Beej, that the soul is wandering throughout many universes, taking different bodies, and finally, by the mercy of Krishna, he'll find a guru.
那么这个个体灵魂呢，它以各种各样的身体的形式，在各个的星际宇宙间进行徜徉游走。那么突然呢，因为得到了 Krishna 的仁慈，所以呢 ，Krishna 为他安排了一位灵性导师，一位 guru。
So then the guru, by the mercy of the guru, we learn about Krishna.
然后在 guru 的仁慈之下呢，我们又了解了 Krishna。
So that's true. And so we should try to preach about Krishna and then we'll develop good qualities. I think we were reading that the other day. Yes, Yatma.
No. 那我们呢应该是努力去传教，因为在努力传教的这个过程中呢，我们就能够培养出好的品质，就努力的去传播关于 Krishna 的信息，在传播的这个过程中呢，我们就能够培养出好的品质，这也是我们那天所读到的。
Okay.
Yes.
And then, but we shouldn't think it's okay that I just have all bad qualities and I can do whatever I want. So the idea is everybody preach, you get purified by preaching. It's a very fast way to get purified. Because if we exhibit bad qualities while we're trying to preach, we will be kicked in the face. We will be rejected. We won't succeed. So we automatically start to act nice.
对，所以说呢，就是我们其实应该从这个，就是试着去传教。那么在这个传教的这个过程中呢，我们就能够培养出好的品质，我们能够被激励着培养出好的品质。因为如果我们要是没有好的品质，然后我们再去向别人再去传说的时候， 别人是不会买我们的账的，会把我们再打回来的。那这样的话就会让我们意识到我们是需要改掉自己身上的这个缺点，然后让自己这个培养出好的品质的。所以说呢，就是马尔说呢，就是传教其实是一个很快的让我们进化的一个方法。Maharaj.
Yeah.
So that's all of the questions.
Good. All right. 谢谢。
谢谢。
谢谢。So, 要让要各位一句为对方上阵。
Well done. Very good. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
So, 外坤的知音服务源于聆听，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述和对所有的问题的耐心解答，也非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个，也非常非常感谢 Sati Maharaj 为我们安排的这个这么好的平台。那祝所有的奉献者今天在温暖的屋里度过一个非常美妙的 Krishna 知觉的周五。Hare Krishna.